The international Christian relief organization Samaritan's Purse has stood up an aid operation in Bossier City to help area homeowners rebuild following the devastating floods. The North Carolina-based organization parked a tractor trailer at Bel Air Baptist Church. Volunteers will be housed and fed at the church. Leslie Minen of Houston assesses the need and coordinates volunteers. She's been writing up work orders for homeowners in Houghton.
It is a big mess, and it is very sad. Everything is gone. Every cotton ball, every picture, every piece of furniture, sheets, pillows, there's absolutely nothing left.
Deborah Cooper came in from Friona, Texas, near Amarillo, to help. She updates a computer database with job sites and assigns volunteers. She says there's still water in many homes, so it's a good time to gather up manpower for the so-called mudouts to come.
We're finding a fine silt in the homes, but because of the area where we're at, there's a lot of vegetation coverage. We're not seeing a lot of mud, but there have been cases where we have been shoveling mud out of the house and buckets of mud, buckets of water, before we can actually start the cleanup process.
Samaritan's Purse disaster relief units are stocked with heavy tarps, generators, and tools to rebuild and clean up waterlogged homes. Minen hopes volunteers step up from the local area.
All you need to bring is yourself. You don't need gloves or any equipment. And they go, and within that first hour, you see huge improvement. So for your heart, it's just so wonderful to see you're making a huge impact immediately.
Orientations are held twice a day at 7:30 and 12:30 before volunteer groups head to cleanup sites. Cooper expects about 70 volunteers from across the country will come in. Samaritan's Purse is also basing an operation in West Monroe.